the most eminent leader of the anti-imperialist left in Britain today, George Galloway.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. German brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, assalamu alaikum. I see out there the banner of the great British Fire Brigades Union. And the first question I want to ask Tony Blair is this. If there's no money to pay Britain's firefighters, how come there's money to go around the world setting fire to other people's countries? I'm looking out upon this ocean of people. At the back of this crowd can simply not be seen. People are still marching in Piccadilly. 5.5 hours after the front left the demonstration point. And I tell you this, when Tony Blair switches on his television set in his 5-star hotel room in Blackpool this evening, his face will turn several shades of green. Now today is the second anniversary of the Palestinian uprising, the Al-Aqsa Intifada. And I want you to join with me so loud that they will hear it in the camps of Jenin, of Gaza, of Ramallah and Nablus. Victory to the Intifada! Victory to the Intifada! Victory to the Intifada! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! When I asked in the House of Commons on Tuesday, I asked the Foreign Secretary, who was boasting about the Security Council resolution passed on Tuesday, demanding that Israel end the siege of Ariel Sharon's siege of President Arafat's compound. I asked him, will Sharon treat that resolution the way he treated the resolution to allow the inspectors, UN inspectors, to go to inspect reports of mass destruction of the Palestinian refugee camp of Jenin? He answered, I hope so. So he hopes that Israel will accept the UN's decisions. But we're asked to believe that we must plunge the Middle East into devastating war in the name of UN Security Council resolutions. Well, I say this, whatever the decisions of the United Nations Security Council, and I ask the great countries of France, Russia and China, don't humiliate yourselves in the way that our country is being humiliated. Stand up to George Bush. But whatever the decision of the Security Council, millions of people in Britain and tens of millions around the world will oppose this war for oil. Because that's what this war is about. Hundreds of years of supply of oil lies in the Arabian Gulf. Only two countries in the Arabian Gulf are not the puppets of Britain and America. One of them is Iraq, and one of them is Iran. And if we allow the attack on Iraq, Iran will quickly follow so that they can control the oil reserves of the world as part of their imperialist domination. This great movement says no war for oil, no war for oil, no war for oil, no war for oil. That's the demand of this great movement. And though this is the highest point of our great struggle, it is not the last. On the 31st of October, all over this country, we want people occupying their universities, occupying their factories, occupying public buildings, sitting down in the street, demonstrating their disobedience to this civil slavery which Tony Blair has delivered us into. And my last point is this. The world is reading today about the love affair of John Major and Edwina Curry. An even more revolting love affair is the one between Tony Blair and George W. Bush. It's a love affair just like the love affair between Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. Because it is unequal, undignified. It requires us to spend our time on our knees. And we will not put up with it anymore. We, the British people, demand a British policy that speaks for Britain and an end to the slavery of this country to the most right-wing Republican government that we've seen in living memory. Al Gore, no friend of ours, Al Gore got it right this week when he said, "It's come to something when the world is more afraid of the United States of America than it is afraid of international terrorism." Victory to the Intifada! Don't attack Iraq! Keep this campaign going. Thank you.